This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the November 3rd election Monday. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Judge Court of Appeals to review a decision by Obama-nominated U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case as based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. In a court filing, the Trump campaign said it was focused on its appeal of the narrow questioning of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit a second time. Enhanced unemployment benefits and other programs established with the CARES Act back in March are set to expire at the end of 2020. A study from the Century Foundation released Wednesday found 12 million people will lose their federal and state unemployment benefits on December 26 unless another stimulus bill is passed. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
U.S. COVID-19 vaccine program head Moncef Slaoui said the first Americans to receive a coronavirus vaccine could get it as soon as December 11th. Slaoui said, "Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or the 12th of December. All decisions are made and the train is running." After two hurricanes slammed into Central America recently, USAID is on the way to help.
The United States is sending $17 million in humanitarian aid to areas of Central America and Colombia that were devastated by two major hurricanes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that aid and military rescue craft were being mobilized to help areas struck by Hurricane Iota. At least 40 people have been killed by the storm that made landfall in northeastern Nicaragua late last week as a Category 4 hurricane. The International Red Cross says several hundred thousand people are still in shelters or camps across Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The late game in the National Football League Sunday night had the defending Super Bowl champs avenging their only loss so far in the 2020 season. Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs went to Las Vegas and beat the Raiders 35-31. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid at the post-game press conference.
I've got Pat Mahomes, so I know you give me a minute and a half and I'm pretty good back there, you know. So we can roll. But I mean, there's a time and a place for that. That wasn't the situation for it, but I thought we had plenty of time. Now if we didn't have enough time, I'd be sitting here probably telling you something different, but I thought we had enough time there to get rolling.
Raiders head coach John Gruden in his third year with the Southern Nevada team.
We've got to get these men out on the field and correct these problems, but I couldn't be more proud of our football team. And I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody. The effort that they've given us is tremendous. We've got to eliminate the penalties, and that starts with me.
And some of the other games Sunday, the Titans over the Ravens, 30-24. The Browns get to 7-3 after beating the Eagles 22-17. A rare mistake by Green Bay in overtime. A lost fumble cost them the game at the Colts 34-31. And the Jets stay perfectly bad. After losing to the Chargers 34-28, Jets are 0-10 on the year. Monday Night Football has the LA Rams crossing the country and taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The writer and fellow of the Middle East Forum and author of 15 and books and counting, Professor Phyllis Chesler, is back with us. Phyllis, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm very happy to be with you, Bill.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Requiem for a Female Serial Killer. But before we get there, if I can lean on your psychological impact here regarding, I say impact, I meant expertise, regarding COVID-19 and the psychological stress that it has put on the American way of life. I say the American way of life because we're so focused on America. But, you know, the truth be known, the same thing is happening to people around the world that are suffering from COVID-19, right?
Absolutely. Well, think of it as we're, in a way, all in prison. We're confined. We can't go about our daily lives. Our lives have changed, have become more constricted. Now, families living in close quarters with young children who have no school, not to mention their parents may have no work, although some certainly do. This is a terrifying situation which many people are handling with enormous grace and resilience, but many people are losing the sense of time, are not going to worship if they're religious, which is very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Time changes. Many people are binge watching and becoming couch potatoes. Now, on the other side, on the other hand, not having to travel to work, many people find quite wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to spend more time with families, also wonderful, if although challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to dress up to go to work, that's nice. And living as if we're in a village. However, I see in New York City, business after business is shut down. Diners and restaurants and cafes are struggling and barely making it. And this is a terrible time. And then people getting sick. Mm-hmm. And people dying, and you may know them, they may be in your family. So this is, in a way, taking us back much earlier in time to the way things used to be. I'm thinking of the Black Death. We're not as bad as that. We're not having corpses in the street.
Right.
We're not boarding people up once one member becomes.
Although we're not having people in the street, some of the mainstream media and some governors would want you to believe as much. This is what bothers me. The reckless rhetoric that's going on out there. I'm concerned about that. Does that bother you, Phyllis, or am I overstating it?
No. Well, I have been very upset first by crowds massing without social distancing and without masks. Mm-hmm. And that's been true on both the right and the left politically. It's definitely been true of all the so-called activism slash looting slash criminal misbehavior.
Right.
And I don't understand that. Is this a death wish? Is this a bravado in the face of death? You can't stop me from traveling. You can't stop me from partying. Might be, but yes, it's very alarming.
Yeah, there's such a grave disconnect from reality here, because we even haven't, I mean, we in most cases, whenever there's a war, which I look at it this way, this is an attack on our country, on our world. We're at war with this pandemic, but not everybody is in agreement with that. And that's dangerous, because then now you have all this other stuff that's acting out. That's a disconnect from reality. You know, people are dying and we're concerned about the infection rate, or we should be. We've applied some things. I think the majority of Americans have responded responsibly. Washing of hands, social distancing, wearing masks, protecting those that are vulnerable in their families the best way they know how. And at the same time, as you mentioned earlier, and even the president mentioned this, is that we have to be sensitive to not allowing the remedy for this pandemic to be worse than the disease itself. And I believe we may be on the other side of that boundary, to where the remedy is, you might argue, is excessive.
In terms of unemployment and the fatal and forever after shutting down of small mom-and-pop shops, if they haven't been looted and destroyed with no insurance coverage, is very serious. It has very serious implications. But we now have heard from two drug companies that there may be a vaccine that's 90 to 94.5% effective. I would like to look at the studies that were done.
Right.
And I would certainly, if good, trustworthy scientists tell us, yes, it was across all age groups, yes, it was done carefully, yes, nobody died from the vaccine, of the vaccine, and that the side effects are minimal, not maximal, then I would stand online, if I could, to take this miracle vaccine and look at the amazing ingenuity of science in the modern age. You know, so we may see this Wuhan virus. I'm very politically incorrect. And by the way, Requiem is my 20th book.
Okay, your 20th book.
I'm blushing. But we may see in our lifetime soon an end to the Wuhan virus. And let me say that I do not understand. Yes, it's true, the West was not prepared. Yes, it's true, the West was not informed in a timely fashion by the Chinese, and shame on them. And nor did China share with us how they shut it down in China. Mm-hmm. One can only imagine.
Right.
So this should have political ramifications, economic ramifications.
Exactly.
We should be seriously thinking not of making new deals with China, but pulling our manufacturing infrastructure out of China and back into America.
Without a doubt, I agree. Well, the other thing, too, institutionally speaking, the World Health Organization let us down as well. They weren't transparent. I mean, that's why we're looking at all these things and saying, okay, are you an ally or are you an enemy? And what's being exposed here clearly is China could care less about America's interests. This was totally self-serving. And God only knows, Professor, how diabolical this is. I mean, a scientist, a noted virologist, one of the top virologists out of China herself, at the threat of her own life, came here to America and said this was done intentionally. This was not a mistake. They did this on purpose. I mean, whoa.
Well, this is a possibility. People, of course, don't want to think that way. They view that as conspiracy mongering, false information, and absolutely absent more than one witness, we do need to look into it carefully. Mm-hmm. It could have been part of bioterrorism run amok research. It could have been intentional, and it could have been accidental.
Right. I'll tell you what, Professor, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Phyllis Chesler after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back Talk America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Professor Phyllis Jessler continues. We are going to talk about her new book. It's her 20th book, by the way, that she's just released. I'll tell you, and I'm excited to get into that. But before we do, I did want to wrap up a couple of these other topics. As you had mentioned, that we don't know the whole truth and nothing but regarding this Wuhan virus. You said you were being politically incorrect. You were actually being very honest, because we know that's where it came from. The Chinese tried to give us misinformation about where it originated. I was greatly surprised that even Dr. Fauci, who had a team there that at his organization's expense, Barack Obama had told him, no, we don't want to be involved with that. He went anyway, was there, and after about 18 months of establishing this laboratory, his team came back and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're an accident getting ready to happen. Well, here we are. This, I think when they came back was like 2019. So less than a year later, this thing happens, and where's Dr. Fauci? I mean, he should have been up front and center saying, wait a minute, you know, we don't know. We need to investigate this further. But initially, our team that was over there within the last year came back and said, they're getting out of there because these guys are reckless.
Let me make a hypothesis. We're living in an era where free speech allows for untruth to triumph. Mm-hmm. And if the meta-narrative, as with Islamic terrorism, no, Muslims didn't do it, it has nothing to do with the religion of peace, so too, no, we can't really single out China. At the UN, only Israel is singled out and defamed, but China, for having unleashed this plague upon the world, is not singled out, is not targeted, is not even named. It's called COVID-19.
Yes.
A novel. And that's why I specifically keep referring to it as the Wuhan virus. And people look at me as if, what, are you a racist?
Right.
I'm saying, communism is not a race. It's an ideology.
Exactly.
But well, here we are.
Well, this is the problem you have when you avoid the truth or evade the truth even. And and words do matter. And we live in a culture today where, like you said, the meta narrative is run amok. I mean, to the point that it can be determined by anonymous reporting, misinformation, even the mainstream media that we've counted on when you and I were growing up, that most of what they reported on was mostly true. I just wrote a commentary about you know, the missing headline is journalists, by their very nature, smell out these issues. And but yet they're so quiet and they're ignoring something that would bring them credibility and reconnect some trustworthiness, you know, toward them. But they just choose not to report on some of these things at a great expense to the people that expect them to report on it, and even at their own expense. And time will tell just how much of a disaster and what the price is that they will pay.
Their hands are tied.
Well,
As their minds.
They're supposed to be free, fair, and independent, according to our First Amendment right. But if you're going to abdicate that, then yes, then, you know, certainly, again, you get back into some psychological impact and peer pressure and canceling culture, all this kind of stuff. And we know what's happening in the editor's rooms. But let's talk about your 20th book, Requiem for a Female Serial Killer. Give us a quick summary. Tell us about the book.
Well, everyone thinks that they know all about Eileen Carol Warnos, who was in many films and who has been executed. She was the prostitute who began killing men in Florida and leaving their bodies just off the highway. When I first heard about this, I thought I must have misheard. This couldn't possibly be true. I thought it was like Orson Welles, The Martians Have Landed, a joke.
Right, exactly.
But it turned out to be true. And what I had in mind initially, and this is 1991, I thought, you know, prostitution is the greatest form of violence against women and sometimes children, boys and girls. Mm. And her saying that she killed in self-defense that first time was plausible, but a jury would have to be educated. it's mainly male serial killers, and two, that prostitution is so dangerous and involves being battered, raped, robbed, tied up, tied down, tortured, and sometimes murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could understand these two things, perhaps they could show mercy to this wild child, lost child, who grew up in Michigan and who didn't have a single break in her life and who was thrown out of her grandparents' home and lived in a car in the snow, in an abandoned car. No social worker, no police officer, no adult was in the room. And this is precisely the kind of background that leads a girl or a boy into prostitution. They have mm-hmm. to eat. They're
yes.
homeless. They don't have skills. They mm-hmm. don't have an education. And so, too, in her case, she was raped and impregnated when she was 13 and a half,
mm-hmm.
going on 14, had the baby, was forced to give up the baby for adoption. And just that alone is a lifelong trauma for normal people. She was not normal.
Yeah.
She probably had organic brain syndrome and was visually impaired, couldn't hear very well, had learning disorders, although she was also cunning and a survivor.
Yeah.
And then she hit the road at 15 and left Michigan and wanted to go south where it was warm.
Mm-hmm.
Her entire life was fighting, losing, eventually going to jail. So if she had killed that first man, Richard Mallory, in self-defense, could she have gone to the police? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
She's already a criminal because she's a prostitute. The Johns are not criminals, only the women are. And she had outstanding warrants for her arrest. So she had to suck it up, in a sense, and then continue with her life such as it was. That's
you know,
the backstory.
And what you're talking about here, and people who have not studied this do not realize how our brain gets rewired, you know, to perpetrate these kind of expressions of the pain, the inner pain that they've had to deal with. I mean, there are extensive studies that, before you know it, it's, in a sense, it's kind of a disease. It just takes over the psychology of an individual, right? And especially when you look at it as a prostitute and you're saying, I don't have a fair chance to win here. So if I don't have a fair chance to win and there's no self-defense theory, well, then I'm going to take things into my own hands.
Well, and so she did, and she had to. And yes, you're quite right. She was suffering, as all prostitutes are, from very complex post-traumatic stress symptomatology. But she couldn't go under because she had to eat and she had to pay the rent. And she was like a child in a way because she had enough money for a couple of nights in her motel lodging and money for beer, music, and food for a couple of days. She was okay.
Yeah.
So she, before she, quote, made history, once she was pronounced, you know, America's first female serial killer, which is not true. She's a very unique serial killer, but not the first and not the only female serial killer. And that's something amazing as I look back that I didn't pay attention to. I went in with a vision of justice for the lowest among us, lowest, quote unquote.
Right.
I went in for let's have justice in her case. And, of course, it was not possible.
Mm.
And I met a lot of colorful characters in Florida. And I write about them, and some of it is funny. Some of it is hilarious.
Phyllis, we've got to go to break, but can you give me 10 more minutes? We need to extend this a little bit more, because I need some more time with you.
Sure.
Is that all right? Okay,
yeah.
We've got more from the professor after this. Stay with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the November 3rd election Monday. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Judge Court of Appeals to review a decision by Obama-nominated U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case as based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. In a court filing, the Trump campaign said it was focused on its appeal of the narrow questioning of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit a second time. Enhanced unemployment benefits and other programs established with the CARES Act back in March are set to expire at the end of 2020. A study from the Century Foundation released Wednesday found 12 million people will lose their federal and state unemployment benefits on December 26th unless another stimulus bill is passed. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. We're talking with Professor Phyllis Chesler and her new book, Requiem for a Female Serial Killer. It is fascinating. Of course, we know about the movie, the celebrated movie Monster, that Charlize Theron played in. And this is remindful of that, isn't it?
Well, you know, she was brilliant as an actress in that film, but she nearly impersonated Warnos's body language. And we don't get into, even though it's also sympathetic about her past, we don't get into the issues as I saw them that compelled me to jump into this case. And yes, people... It's interesting, before there was Thelma and Louise, that movie, there was Eileen Wuornos. Before all the movies in our culture began showing us battered women who kill in self-defense, trained assassins, CIA operatives who were women, long before that, there was just Wuornos.
Yes.
Because the female serial killers that are rampant are... the women who kill husband after husband or boyfriend after boyfriend for the insurance money. And there's another kind of female serial killer, those who are madams of brothels and who lure, trap, trick, kidnap young girls and who then kill them if they try to escape or slowly kill them by the nature of the work. Wuornos was not like them, nor was she like the many other girls who are incested and beaten and have to leave home and who also struggle with homelessness and addictions to alcohol or drugs, to dissociate themselves from their sordid realities. They're no escape hells.
No.
She's not like them because she, at a certain point, who was meant to be prey, became a predator. That's way unusual. And unlike male serial killers, as profiled by the FBI, she didn't do this for sex. She didn't do this because she hated men. She didn't. She considered her Johns her friends, her boyfriends, and did unusual things like cuddle with them or kiss them. Mm-hmm. So she was different than the men who do this perhaps to bring womankind low, posing them in this obscene gynecological position afterwards, ritual displays. She didn't do anything like that. She even made it a point to cover their bodies with carpets from the car so that birds wouldn't peck at them. And she left a trail miles long so that the police could find her. So she wasn't an organized serial killer. Mm-hmm. And she has certain variables in common with male serial killers, being bullied and taunted in childhood, which she was, and it hardened her up. She insisted when I talked to her, didn't bother her. She was fine. And that's a big fat lie. And I asked her once, how many times were you raped? And I stopped listening after she got to 37.
Oh, wow.
And her definition was not my definition of rape. She considered it rape either when a John had his way with her but then refused to pay her because she was being paid to be raped. If she's not paid, then she was raped.
Yeah.
And when she's tied up and tied down by a gang of young men who threaten to kill her and who beat her up and who gang rape, that's rape to her. And we know now more as psychologists and psychiatrists about what happens if you've been raped once. We know more about gang rape in war zones and how that is meant to crush and snuff the soul of the victim.
Exactly.
And here someone was battered by 100,000 or more men, cursed, demeaned, looked down on, and there were exceptions for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
did she ever know love in a way that you and I might understand love?
Good question. Well, she eventually, I mean, she lived with men, she loved men, it never worked out. She finally found a woman, this was the second woman in her life, who ultimately took the stand to testify against her, and for understandable reasons. But I think this was a woman who was Warnos's whole family, all wrapped into one person. Because she had absolutely no one else. And she comes from the kind of family, it's important for people to understand, you're lucky if they don't kill you or turn you right into the police. So she had no one to call and say, listen, I feel so bad about my life. I'm really in big trouble. I need $200 to get out of jail. Not possible.
How did you, Professor, how did you come in contact with her and her story?
Well, I write about it in Requiem. There was a woman in Florida, a born-again Christian woman, who reached out to her, and they bonded after Warnos was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to convince this woman to have Warnos call me, which she did. And I knew I would have to get her attention right away, or she'd be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said to her, and it's in the intro in the book, I said, okay, Lee, that was her name, I represent a feminist government in exile, and we know that you've been captured, and we'd like to help. And she said, far out. You're the women's lib, right? Yes, I said. Mm-hmm. And then she said, look, tell the women out there that I'm innocent, that I was raped and I defended myself, and there are lots of creeps, which is true, going around Florida raping and killing women, and you still have to keep hustling. And that's how it began.
Mm-hmm.
And I proposed a pro bono team of expert witnesses to explain to the jury the issues that her case raised,
yes,
which issues are burning issues today, way.
Right.
And that's how it began. We have a correspondence that I have a chapter of our letters, and I had to lay her to rest because, like the late, great Ann Rule, who was haunted by her relationship to Ted Bundy,
yes,
who was her friend initially, I remained haunted by someone who I sought to help. It wasn't personal. It was on the issues for me, and who I could not save, who I could not obtain justice for. And that was haunting. And then, what a jerk to myself I turned out to be. I didn't look at her as a serial killer until I stepped back and really thought it through.
Is that something that you still try to reconcile to this day?
Hopefully, now that I've written the book, and it's a very good story.
Yes.
A very fast-moving, dramatic story. I'm hoping that other people will take up these issues, prostitution, trafficking, a woman's right to self-defense, yeah. Battered women who finally save their own lives. No one else steps in. They often get life, no parole. And this is not dealt with. Women get executed when they should, at least like their male counterparts, get life, no parole, but they don't. They get executed. I published an article the other day about this.
Yeah.
So,
and how tormented are they with this, you know, with this over their head? I mean, life in prison, still dealing, trying to reconcile this, and being jailed, and having this sense that this just isn't fair. I mean, at the end of the day, doesn't justice have to be fair?
It does, but justice is not gender blind, nor is it race blind, nor is it the same for someone very wealthy as for someone very poor. And our system in this country is better by far than in most other countries, certainly in the non-Western world, for sure.
Right.
And yet, still, and especially during COVID now,
you have
courtrooms that can't function, fewer judges on the bench, people who can't come in, who need to be represented by lawyers only on Zoom calls.
Exactly. Well, Phyllis, I'm sorry we got to leave it there. We've covered a lot of ground. Congratulations on the book. It is a gift, really, what you have presented to us, Requiem for a Female Serial Killer. It is available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it. It's been an honor to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now with orders
to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to the theme song of the motion picture Against the Tide, Finding God in the Age of Science from the Gettys. And you'll hear more about the backstory of this incredible movie with Keith and Kristen Getty coming up next. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And I'll tell you, it's really great to have these next two guests. Anytime I can get around Keith and Kristen Getty, it's always a joy, whether it happens to be with one of their CDs or times like this where we can talk one-on-one. And we're going to be talking about this new documentary. It happens to be that Kristen is related to Dr. John Lennox and veteran actor Kevin Sorbo as they have traveled the globe highlighting how science and history align with Scripture. Imagine that. Keith and Kristen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Well, Kristen, boy, you've got family ties in this whole situation. So I'm going to ask you the first question. It's so important, for John Lennox to do this Against the Tide, this documentary. This is incredible. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, as you said, it's a strong family connection. He is my uncle, my dad's older brother. So what people are going to enjoy in this movie, I have enjoyed my whole life. And this wonderful access to a great mind and a very steady and inspiring faith. He is a wonderful scientist. He's a great Bible teacher. And he has been on debates with the likes of Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, very widely publicized debates, but has faithfully for many decades in the world of academia, but also just in these wonderful stages that have opened to him, particularly in Eastern Europe, in Russia, over so much history that he has just been able to speak into and be part of as he stands for the Christian faith. And as you say, very boldly shows that Christianity is not in conflict in science, that you can, in fact, be a wonderful scientist and have a very real faith in the God of the Bible.
Exactly. Keith, you know, we had an earlier conversation with Kevin Sorbo, who does the narration, you know, for the documentary. And he says that this is quite the encouragement for people of faith to be bold about their faith, to know that they can stand on the truth. But it is critical, especially for a time like this, that we really are discerners of the truth. And this will go a long way in helping settle a lot of these issues that, you know, some of the so-called scientists would like to confuse us over, right?
No, that's right. I mean, I met John Lennox when I was an 18-year-old, so I can speak to you as somebody who was a nobody 18-year-old who had no connection. I wasn't related to him. I wasn't in his circle. But he gave me, you know, time over supper. He spent, you know, I would call him once or twice a year for the next few years, and he always took the call, let me talk my nonsense, and then answer my questions as best as he could. And John Lennox was extraordinary. And he always said to me, you know, if Christianity is true, if Christianity is not true, then you shouldn't follow it. But if Christianity is true, you can have confidence to go to the loftiest scientist and the most brilliant artiste and any room anywhere and share your faith with people of any other religion or people of no faith. And I think that's what in this movie, as Christians, he's just doing what we can tell you is, he is just doing what he's been doing for decades. And any Christian who wants to be encouraged in their faith, who wants to be inspired in their faith, it is so important that this in this critical juncture at the moment that Christians, you know, throughout history, God works through tragedies, through famines, through plagues, exactly, through wars, to really do extraordinary things. And we have a moment of a lifetime to not let things slip away, but to do extraordinary things. And so I think John Lennox will help a lot of people in that way. And indeed, of course, if you have children or friends or neighbors who don't believe, or people who've fallen away and you're breaking your hearts, this is a great way to encourage them in.
Because it gives us courage in our faith, but it also gives us, if we needed it, permission to ask the deep questions, the things that trouble us, to face them world head on. Christianity can stand up to the deepest questions of the soul that we have. And I love how the openness and both in his nature, his gentleness, his joy, his genuine conviction in these things, that is united with an incredible intellect and ability to ask and answer questions. I think it's just really inspirational.
So, Kristen, did your uncle tell Keith he better get his mental act together, or there's no way he's going to marry you?
No, he's the one that introduced us.
Yes, I knew that.
And so it's fun. And when he spoke at our wedding, he looked at the two of us and he said, "I never thought when I introduced you both that I would be here today speaking at your wedding." And he has cheered us on and all that we have been doing, and we're so grateful to him.
I bet. Keith, you know, Kristen touched on something that's really important in terms of critical thinking and asking the questions. God can handle the question, can't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us, I mean, you know, let's be clear. If Christianity isn't true, stop following it. You know what I mean? The reason we follow Christianity is because it is based on space-time history. It is based on God coming down as man and dying and rising again. You know, and that is why, I mean, Paul says this in the book of Acts. He says, you know, if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. This is nonsense. The suffering you're taking, the hassle you're giving yourself is not worth it. And so, you know, that with that confidence, we have to go in. We have to be able to ask questions. We have to ask the hard questions. And I think even, you know, in our own personal lives, you know, one of the things Chris and I have learned since we started the Psalms Project 3 years ago is that we pour out our hearts, which doesn't just mean, you know, our emotional baggage. It actually means we pour out our questions. We ask, we search, we go to the next place and lead it until it takes us to an answer.
Well, Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, the film is an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith. It's going to be in theaters for 3 nights. I know theaters have been going through various shutdowns and that, so make sure you check your local listings. This is what a perfect time, right around Thanksgiving. This is a great Thanksgiving gift for everybody. November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. Kristen, why? I mean, you've just also released this video, Consider the Stars, which is, you know, from a previous CD, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous contemplative lullaby. And you bless us, you and Keith bless us so richly with this. I guess it was just an automatic fit when you were thinking about it and doing the theme song for the movie, right?
Yeah, well, Uncle John has always inspired our writing, and he has always encouraged us to look at the natural world that God has created to help us understand who he is, to give us confidence, to be evidence for his existence and his word. And so that's always infused our thinking and our songwriting. Consider the Stars was written specifically for our third daughter to help her not be afraid. And Consider the Stars, it is like asking a question. Look up, look what God has done, the intricacy of it, the vastness of it, the genius behind it, the great beauty of it, and look beyond it again to the one who made it and holds it all together. It is in him that we put our confidence. And in the same way that we don't tell somebody to laugh, you know, make something laugh by telling them, we tell them a joke. I think when we can try and explain and show the beauty and majesty of the God of the Bible and the God who has created this world, it inspires confidence, and it battles against fear. And so we wanted to write these words to help our kids to not be afraid at a very simple level. And I guess no matter what age you are, we need that message over and over and over again.
Well, and I want you to realize that you have a couple of my grandchildren in Maui, Hawaii, that have been greatly blessed by this song. I shared it with my daughter. She went instantly into tears. I said, honey, because our two grandchildren, particularly the first one, was born with a heart defect. He's got the heart scar. Thank God he's a walking miracle. And the other one was also born with a heart condition that we just got news here in the last week that the hole in his heart got healed. God finished up, finished up sewing it and putting it together as he faithfully does. And but I just want you to know that song was so touching to them, because the first time I heard it, I said, Marissa, you've got to hear what Keith and Kristen have done with this song. I go, this is for the boys. And she's been playing it for them, you know, quite regularly. And I just want you to know you have blessed them in Maui, and I'm sure countless people around the world with the song and the movie is. Well, Keith, as we wrap things up here, I'm going to give you the last word, if that's okay. Can I have your permission to do that, Kristen, to give him the last word? Can I do that?
Absolutely.
I would say there's two things you've got to watch. One, you've got to watch on YouTube Kristen singing Consider the Stars. It's beautiful, and there's a special new video being made which features her uncle's thing. But the second thing, which you absolutely can't miss, is this Don Lennox movie. It will be, for many people, the most significant spiritual experience of the year. If you're trying to galvanize your home group or your church or your family, or you're just trying to witness to your friends, or you just want something to watch in the privacy of your own thoughts, I cannot think of anything better to watch this year. So do get out no sooner to try and see it, and if you can, make sure you find a way to watch this wonderful movie.
Well, Keith and Kristen Getty have been our guests. Keith, even when you come out, maybe next time, Nashville, I'm in Florida, let's get together, 18 holes, I'll even settle for 9, just have some time, have some good fun on the golf course. Maybe Kristen will give us a hall pass and let us have some time together, all right?
As long as it's a good golf course, I'm there with you.
You got it. Oh, of course, only the best golf course, that's for sure. Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, a film, an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith, in theaters for 3 nights, November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. And make sure you check out the video that will be linked on our website. Consider the Stars from Keith and Kristen Getty. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Thanks so much. Bye.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give